from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Did you ever wonder how the responsorial psalm each week can actually sound the same, even though the words and the meter are very much different? Answers today on our 96th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Right now!
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere! Episode 96! And now, Snarks 7, Lyrigeist 0, here's Brian Michael LePage! Hello and welcome! Ego Sumbrianis Mikaelis Pagina. We're here in a lovely 23rd week of Ordinary Time. Welcome to our 96th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Before we start, we do have a prayer request here. Now that I've been out of the hospital myself for almost a couple of weeks, well, now my wife Anne is in the hospital. She landed up being admitted just last Saturday and landed up finding blood clots in her lungs. It's some really scary stuff. But there's some good news over the last couple of days. As of right now, they're pretty much ready to take her out of intensive care and get her into a regular room. They're just waiting for an available bed at this time.
We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following Crystal's Vintage News Bulletin.
I am happy to announce in this update that my wife Anne is finally out of intensive care and into a regular room on the fourth floor. Hopefully she'll be coming home soon. Keep the prayers coming again, and thank you. If all goes right, she should be home Wednesday or Thursday of this week. I've gotten some prayer requests over Christos Vincit, the blog, over the past couple of days. Prayer is powerful, God is great, and I thank you much for all your prayers. Lately, we've had some big names come into Holy Ghost Church. A couple of Saturdays ago, as I previously reported, I got to meet fellow blogger Rich Chonak, who runs a blog called Catholic Light. Now, just this past Saturday, we had a really big event, and this requires some advanced ticket purchasing. A day with Dr. Scott Hahn. It was an event that ran most of the day Saturday from 10 a.m. till roughly about 4 p.m. And many of the visitors that flocked to Holy Ghost to hear Dr. Hahn stuck around for our regular 4:30 Mass on Saturday, and wow. In my 26 years as an organist, I have never heard a congregation belt out hymns and sung Mass ordinaries like this group did. Man, I was in my glory. And now, finally, the last of the big names, at least for now, coming up Saturday, October 6th, a rosary-making workshop by none other than Greg Willits. If you've listened to the Rosary Army podcast or watched That Catholic Show, then you know Greg Willits and his wife, Jennifer. They are definitely amongst the best of Catholic podcasters. Rosary Army, make them, pray them, give them away. We have links for all this, by the way, in today's show notes. Now, today we're going to start a new series on psalm tones with today's show, kind of like an introduction of psalm tones and then going into some versions of psalm tone 1. These are great if you want to make responsorial psalms sound the same for several weeks at a time. You know, like you do. Psalm 23 would sound great 1 week and it would sound exactly the same using psalm 63 the following week. You know, just by using a common tone. These are Gregorian tones, by the way. Now, we did these throughout the summer at Holy Ghost Church. And even in summer mode, it's a great way to get your congregation to just raise the roof and singing the psalms. So, we'll be discussing that later on. But first, let's pay a visit to our beloved jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And a big thank you there, Jungle Screechers. Well, let's see. Yeah. 23rd week of Ordinary Time or 15th week after Pentecost. Take your pick. But here we are, the feast for the week extraordinary and ordinary calendars. Here we go. Monday, September 10th. Extraordinary form, St. Nicholas of Tolentino. Third class. Ordinary.
Feria.
Tuesday, September 11th. Extraordinary form, commemoration of Saints Protus and Hyacinth. Ordinary form.
Feria.
Wednesday, the 12th. Most Holy Name of the Blessed Virgin Mary in both forms. Extraordinary form, third class, and the ordinary form as an optional memorial. Thursday, September 13th. In the ordinary form, St. John Chrysostom. That's a mandatory memorial. Extraordinary form.
Feria.
Saturday, no matter which way you word it, pretty much the same thing. Well, in the ordinary form, obligatory memorial, Our Lady of Sorrows. In the extraordinary form, second class, the seven dolors or sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Pretty much the same thing, except in the extraordinary form, there is also a commemoration of St. Nicomedes, a martyr. And finally, Sunday, September 16th, in the ordinary form, 24th Sunday of ordinary time, and in the extraordinary form, 16th Sunday after Pentecost. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christos Vincit semi-live. In our living room.
And here I am kicking back in our living room today. In the midst of a whole bunch of running around. We just did before, and I'm going to have more running around after that. But I had a little chance to kick back this afternoon in the living room. And we're going to look at the music that we did last Sunday, the 23rd of Ordinary Time. And we'll start off. Here is our entrance hymn. God, our help in ages past. Psalm 90 text by Isaac Watts, set to the tune Saint Anne by William Croft. The Gloria, of course, was the Gloria 8, Gloria De Angelis. The responsorial psalm, In Every Age, O Lord, You Have Been Our Refuge, with Psalm 90, and that was sung to Psalm Tone 8G. The Alleluia is the setting by Gregory Murray, and the verse of the day also to Tone 8G. The Offertory, Take Up Your Cross, the Savior Said, text by Charles Everest. The tune, Erhalt uns Herr, from a hymnal in Wittenberg back in 1543, later reharmonized by Johann Sebastian Bach. The Sanctus from People's Mass by Jan van Ulst. The Memorial Acclamation, the Amen, and the Agnus Dei, all from Community Mass by Richard Prue. Next week we'll be doing the Sanctus from that same Mass. And the Lord's Prayer, the chant in English. Our hymn during communion was As the Deer Longs, Psalm 42, written by Donna Harkin, and set to the tune O Wally Wally, the English folk song. And finally, the closing hymn, At the Name of Jesus, text by Caroline Maria Noel, set to the tune King's Weston by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And we'll be back.
So have you ever wondered what it's like to be a Catholic living in Mississippi? Well, you don't have to fly here to find out. All you have to do is listen to our podcast, The Tupelo Catholic, at TupeloCatholic.com, and we'll let you know what it's all about down here.
Don't do this at church.
This Mass is ended. Go in peace and give love and hugs to everybody.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie, prius quam montes fierent, aut forma retur terra et orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est Deus.
Now, let's hear what I just did. What I did is I chanted that particular Latin gradual to what is known as a psalm tone. Now, a psalm tone is probably the simplest way to chant a psalm or a canticle and can be used to chant many different psalms and canticles. It's kind of like what they call a recitative form. In other words, it sounds almost like you're reciting it, except you're really singing it. Now, in most of the tone, there is only one note, but every now and then you catch like a couple of little cadences that surround that note. Now, that one note that takes up most of the psalm tone is known as the tenor. Let's break down the actual tone. The first two or three notes or so that serves in a way similar to, let's say, pickup notes is known as the intonation. And then, of course, the note following that intonation is that tenor note, the one that is sung steadily over one or several syllables in a line. Now, most of the time, a psalm verse is two lines long, although sometimes can go three lines. Now, in the case of a three-line verse, the first line ends with a single note sung over the last syllable or two, that single note being called a flex. Now, you've heard that example earlier, when I went with Prius quam montes fierent. That last note there is the flex. The first two notes you heard there is the intonation, and then that steady note is the tenor. But then we continue with the tenor over the next few syllables, and then for that second line of a three-line verse, or the first line of a two-line verse, with what is known as a mediant. And that usually takes up two notes or more. In this particular case, a couple of notes. And then we take the final line of the verse, starting with the tenor over a few syllables, and ending with a sequence of notes known as the termination or final cadence. Next would be how a psalm tone is numbered. The psalm tone I sang in the previous example is the most popular of psalm tones, psalm tone 8G. Now the number 8 determines the mode of the chant, and it's a Gregorian mode, and then the letter G is the ending, that termination or final cadence, normally based on what was intended to be the last note of that ending. Now it is very common for a psalm tone to have the same beginning, but multiple endings. Now let's take a look at the first of the 8 Gregorian psalm tones, psalm tone 1. Now believe it or not, this psalm tone ends 10 different ways. So you have two versions of psalm tone 1D, one actually called 1D2, ends on D just like the other two, takes a little bit of a different ending though. 1F, 1G, 1G2, 1G3, 1A, 1A2, and 1A3. Let's sing these through. Let's start with 1D. The first version of 1D goes like this.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione e progenie, prius quam montes fierent, aut formaretur terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est Deus.
Now that's the first version of tone 1D. Here's the second version of it, which very little difference in the ending. One of the slurred syllables is just one note.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie, prius quam montes fierent, aut formaretur terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est Deus.
And now 1D2, much simpler ending.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie, prius quam montes fierent, aut formaretur terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est Deus.
And now 1F. And you'll see this is a little different ending here.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione e progenie, prius quam montes fierent, aut formaretur terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est Deus.
And now, watch this little difference now. That was 1F. Now here's 1G. And, yeah, that last pair of notes there, that slur. We hear that Second to last note's just going to hang. Watch this.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie. Prius qua montes fierent, aut formare tua terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est eius.
And now, G2. You're going to hear a little bit of suspension in the G2. Well, not really suspension. It's going to be a three-note slur on that last syllable. Watch this.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie. Prius qua montes fierent, aut formare tua terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est eius.
And now, Psalm Tone 1, G3.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie. Prius qua montes fierent, aut formare tua terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est eius.
Simplest ending of the three. And now, saltone 1A.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie. Prius qua montes fierent, aut formare tua terra est orbis, et in seculum tu est eius.
And now A2.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie. Prius qua montes fierent, aut formare tua terra est orbis, et in seculum tu est eius.
And finally A3, the most complex of those three.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie. Prius qua montes fierent, aut formare tua terra est orbis, a seculo et in seculum tu est eius.
On our next show, we're going to cover Psalm Tones 2 and 3 in our series. And now here's a man we haven't heard from in a while, Johnny Proctor.
God gives the power to believe. God gives the power to believe. Trust. Falling to my knees there.
Johnny Proctor, Power to Believe. Johnny, of course, comes courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com, and you can check out Johnny's website at www.johnnyproctor.com.
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by Liturgical Referee. Have your liturgical abuses monitored.
Hello there. Seamus here, bringing you some new adventures in classical Latin. Today's piece we're going to do is actually a proper Domine Refugium Factus Est Nobis. That is the gradual for the 27th Sunday of Ordinary Time, but also for the 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year C. Here we go. By the way, I'm going to attempt to chant this, the Psalm Tone 1G. And if Brian don't like it, he can always throw beer bottles at me.
Domine refugium factus est nobis, a generatione et progenie, prius quam montes fierent, ad formareto terra et orbis, a saeculo et in saeculum tu est Deus.
There are several ways you can reach us. You can leave a message on our message board. Once a month, cast your vote for us at Podcast Alley. Or any time you can give us a D-I-G-G.
Or you can send us your feedback by email at bpage69@yahoo.com. Or you can write a review at iTunes. And while you are at it, don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willits.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian No from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Leap.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
Disciples with microphones.org.
baptize your earbuds.
Also, don't forget to vote at Blogger's Choice Awards if you haven't yet. Christos Finch at the blog, running in the best religion blog category. Christos Finch at anywhere in the best podcast category. BloggersChoiceAwards.com. Voting is going on till November 10th. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for some more fun with psalm tones on Christos Finch at anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Christos Finch at Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and Oh yeah, the Christos Finch at Network.
Made on a crappy PC.